The earthquake in Japan has had some far-reaching economic effects. China is scanning food from Japan for radiation. In Buffalo, New York, auto workers were temporarily laid off because of a shortage of parts that should have been made in Japan. But if history is any guide, advanced economies like Japan's tend to bounce back pretty quickly. Here's NPR's David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team.
Flip through the business press and you'll read about all kinds of disruptions. 25% of Japan's ethylene production knocked offline. Ethylene is a major ingredient in plastic. And there are worries about two of Japan's major industries, electronics and auto manufacturing, both of which had some factories in the earthquake region.
My name is Shinichi, S-H-I-N.
Shinichi Sato works for Hino Motors, which makes trucks and buses in Japan. Hino Motors also puts together axles for some Toyota vehicles. And their operations were shut down all last week and the beginning of this week.
This is not only Hino, but all the automobile company, I think, same situation right now.
There have been power outages and now worries they might run out of parts, some of which were made in the earthquake area.
For example, tires, oil seal or bearing.
Bearings,
fuel filter, yeah.
All the little things that you never think about inside your car or truck. How many parts go into a truck?
So many. In the case of a truck, thousands of parts.
So how will Japan recover? There is some history to look at. Japan painfully has been through this before. In 1995, an earthquake hit Kobe, Japan. In addition to the human toll, Kobe was a major industrial area.
Kobe is something like the third largest port in the country.
Arthur Alexander is an economist at Georgetown University.
It was a great international port. They had 35 containerized berths. They were all knocked out of commission. And the highways that we saw, there were the toppled freeway overspans that just came down. The railroads were twisted messes. Now, it turns out, further inland, there were other networks, transportation networks, that survived. And so a lot of the traffic was simply shifted over to those other arteries.
If you look at a graph of Japan's GDP for those years, the country's economic output, you can't even tell the Kobe earthquake happened. The economy just kind of rewired itself.
One of the great things about modern economies is they have tremendous redundancy, resilience, robustness in the face of damage. And you couldn't plan it better, but it happened kind of automatically.
Now, the Japanese economy has been stagnant for about two decades, and the Japanese government has substantial debt, partly from years of government spending to try to stimulate the economy. And rebuilding will mean budget cuts or higher taxes or more debt. But the Japanese economy, with all its problems, it's gigantic, $5 trillion a year. So when it comes to at least the physical damage from the earthquake, Japan should be able to rebuild without a problem. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com.